Hey, did you have a chance to see the video of them like putting the New Jersey on display?
I haven't seen it, no.
Right next to Peyton, it's pretty cool.
I saw a picture, somebody sent me a picture, and you know, it was really neat. It was really neat. It's a great honor.
I wanted to ask you about deep balls and what the key is hitting those plays, and if timing and just kind of getting to know your receivers is as much a factor as just pure arm strength, and kind of what goes into those.
You have to be able to throw it a certain distance, but it's not necessarily arm strength that, you know, makes throwing deep balls, you know, successful. It's just having the ability to judge your receiver's speed by using, you know, because you're looking through the defense. You're seeing where everybody is, because you can't have a guy come from this side when you have a route coming this way. He'll pick it off. So you're looking through it. You're not necessarily seeing your receiver. You're seeing a blur. You're seeing like a using peripheral vision, and you're just judging his speed when you throw the ball, and it just comes from, I guess, just throwing a football for a long time.
Is it safe to say that the more you get to take reps with Riley and Deshaun and everybody else, the better those plays are going to hit? I mean, is it just because everyone's got different speed and runs different?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you have to understand what your receivers do well, how they run their routes, what their strengths are, and you want to use their strengths when you're throwing the ball. So that comes in handy, you know, short, intermediate, and long passes. It's just knowing their personality of their routes.
After a game, we see how the ball was spread out, how the targets were distributed. In going into a game, are you trying to get Riley the ball a certain amount of times, Ertz the ball, so on and so forth?
No, I don't ever think about that. I try my best to throw it to the open guy, and that's just from preparation. Obviously, there's going to be times where there's matchups, and looking to see, you know, who's my best matchup at that given on that given play with the concept or the play that we have on. And no, I never go into a game saying, "Hey, I'm gonna get this guy five balls." And it just so happens that when you really read out plays, you know, you try to get to the open guy. It varies because the defense will try to take away one guy to open up someone else, and vice versa.
The way you've gotten the tight ends involved, has that been a function of the offense or a function of your familiarity with those guys?
I think it's been a little bit of both. It's definitely the plays, the function of the offense, what we're designing to do, and it's a credit to our tight ends for being very talented, great athletes, just being able to get open. But I think it's a little bit of both.
You talked about consistency a lot. How important – I mean, your last two games, I guess, have been kind of extremes. How important is it to kind of – you know, as long as you're out there to be consistent and you know, I mean, I don't think you're going to throw seven touchdowns every week, but just to play well each week.
It's the key to playing any position or doing anything you do. If it's your job or if you're a teacher or anything you do, you want consistency. You don't want to have a drastically bad day and then a great day, and then, you know, you can never – you just fluctuate too much. So that's what we all strive for, is just to be consistent. And a lot of that has to do with preparation, what we do in the week, and then just putting what we did in the week on the game field with what we see and trusting, hey, this is what we practice. You know, just rep the plays out like we did. Don't try to be a hero and make too big a play. Just take what they give you or at times take a shot. But that's all from preparation.
Senator Wallace is finally going to, you know, he had to come into the game Monday night with no prep. This week he'll have a full week of prep. You've been in that situation.
Yep.
What's the difference going to be for him? Is it going to be a vast difference, a small difference?
It just varies on player. I couldn't tell you. I haven't met Seneca. I've known about Seneca. I know he's a great athlete.
But that situation you've been in.
It honestly varies on person. It's a different people handle it different ways. And, you know, I can't really speak for him. I just know in my situation that, and I'm sure he does too, you approach every day like you're a starter and, you know, mental reps, and you know, when you have reps in practice, that helps a lot. Just getting the feel with the guys, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to play better. I've been there, and I've had reps, and I haven't played well. And I've gone into a game where I haven't had reps, and I've played well. So it, you know, it just varies.
Matthews might return to their lineup this week, and what kind of presence does he give that defense once he's back on that field?
A huge presence. I mean, he's, you know, just watching cutups when he's playing. I mean, he's an explosive player. He plays extremely hard. He comes off that edge hard, and he's really smart. So he's definitely a huge part of that defense.
You haven't thrown an interception yet this season. You haven't thrown one, I think, in 155 attempts going back to last year. Your numbers at Arizona were good, too, as far as interception percentage. What's the key there for a quarterback?
I think that You got to be smart with the ball, but it's tough sometimes. There's going to be times where you got to fit it into a tight window, and sometimes the ball is going to be popped up or something's going to happen, and you might not throw a good pass, and it's picked off. That's just the beauty of the game. And I think the key to trying to lessen is really just being smart, not forcing throws into double coverage. And all quarterbacks, I guarantee you, have felt that feeling right when they drop, right when they release the ball in a tight window of, like, at the last second, it didn't feel right. And then in that situation, you try to fight it to where, all right, if it doesn't feel that way, I can move on in my progression and check it down. If it doesn't look great. I mean, sometimes you're going to fit in that window, it's going to be a great play, but sometimes, you know, it's not going to be. And it's just fighting that urge in that situation and just checking it down and moving forward. But, you know, sometimes it happens.
I know the 24-hour rule, but it's human nature to know if you threw 7 touchdowns. It's human nature to know if you threw 80 yards. How does your confidence fluctuate based on the way you're playing in a certain time?
How does it fluctuate?
How do you keep it from not fluctuating? Everyone says this even keel demeanor that you have.
I mean, you know, I'm a Christian. It's my faith in Christ. I'm in Scripture every day. I have great players around me and, you know, great parents that raised me and people that have surrounded me throughout my career that have helped shape who I am. And that's, you know, just people. And that's who I go out there and play for every single day. I don't play for myself. I play for my teammates and I play for the people that have helped me get to where I am because I know they watch me every week and I want to play for them. And I don't know. I can't tell you. It's just in my heart and that's who I am. I am very fortunate to be here playing. And I know that, it's like I told y'all before, any given day, it could be the last. And I'll be thankful for the time I have had to play this game. But I'm going to give it my all every single day. So why would I let my confidence and all the frustrations affect me when I know that it's only a short time I can play this game? And, you know, it's not worth getting all distraught and mad and going too high and going too low. I just want to be me. That's it. It's as simple as that.
How much progress have you guys made with the tempo from the beginning of the season to now? And how important was that specifically in last week's game?
We're moving. Tempo is huge. It's sort of, you know, it's tough. You got to be able to execute in tempo because it does hurt you if you go 3 and out because defense just comes off the field and then all of a sudden, you know, you go 3 plays in 30 seconds and all of a sudden they're back on the field and that hurts you. So the key to tempo is being able to execute that given play at that time, and it helps a ton. And as the weeks go on, we grow together. The practices, the games, you build a database in your brain, in your body, with the players around you, with the coaches, and you automatically just start moving and grooving. So it's something that we just have to keep doing.
Going back about, you know, looking off the safety, it seemed like you were real comfortable on Sunday, you know, looking off that safety, taking your time and letting them bite off it, and then you're coming back to you left or your right.
That's another key to a quarterback position is your eyes. Because a lot of times defensive players, mainly in zone, you know, in man, you got the free safety and maybe a backer or something. But you want to use your eyes. It's a great weapon. It's like anything. If I stare down something and throw it there, it's a little easier. So you try to use your body, your eyes, to misdirect the defense to try to open guys up. And, you know, there's some guys that I know Woodson last game, I was trying to look him off. And towards the end, he wasn't moving much because he knew what I was trying to do because he's a veteran. He's a great player. But you just try to use your eyes to your advantage.
Talk about the tight ends, Brent and Zach, how talented they are. Last week, you guys used a lot more multiple tight ends than you had in the first 8 weeks of the season. The benefits for you, how do you see having both those guys on the field at the same time?
Yeah, don't forget James Casey. He's another the guy that's really talented. But when you can have tight ends out there, it's really tough because not only are they a great receiving threat, they can block too. So it's hard for the defense to be like, all right, you know, they're going out for passes when all of a sudden we're just going to run it and they can block successfully. So to have those guys out there, it really, you know, it benefits us because it gives us the ability to do more because the defense doesn't really know what we can do because we have bigger guys out there.
The way this offense exploded last week, do you feel like you guys are on the verge of seeing more of this? Not necessarily 7 touchdowns, but just the tempo and the flow of the offense getting to that point where you got it down now.
We'll see. You know, every week's a new challenge. You know, the last one's behind us. It's a new one. So that's what we'd like to do. Everybody likes to have games like that every week. But, you know, the truth is it doesn't happen that way. And there's going to be adversity. There's going to be times where we're down by a lot. It's just the beauty of the game. There's going to be times where we're up by a lot. But I think that, you know, we're getting better every week because we're growing together. We're getting more familiar with each other. Because, I mean, it's just natural. You're with someone, you're with teammates for a long time, you're automatically going to bond and mesh. And we have a great group of guys, great staff throughout this building that make it a great place to go to work, and you know, we just got to put it on the field.
I guess more guys.
The consistency. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, that's what we're going towards. That's what our goal is, and that's what we strive towards is consistency. So we'll find. You know, we got to do it on Sunday.
If you play well Sunday, is it your job? You think?
Hey, it's not my choice. I'm just excited to play. Honestly, I'm just excited to play. I love playing this game. It's as simple as that. I love these guys here. No matter what the situation is, it's like I told you before, I'm fortunate to be in this situation, and I'm going to be thankful for every day that, you know, the good Lord gives me to play football.
How many touchdowns do you think you'd have to throw for him to say?
Like, 10 would do it? 12?
Hey, you know, I trust Chip with everything. So no matter what, I'm going to go with him, and, you know, I trust him. So I follow him.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all. That was a good one.